One of the things we're hearing a lot from lawmakers on Capitol Hill, something I spoke to Todd about just a moment ago, that a strike on Syria is needed in part to send a message to Iran. So what message is Tehran actually hearing? Syed Hossein Mousavian is a former spokesman for Iran's nuclear negotiators and a longtime aide of Iran's newly elected president, Hassan Rouhani. He's now a research scholar at Princeton's Woodrow Wilson School. I asked him how the Iranian government interprets the U.S. debate about Syria.
They cannot imagine the issue is chemical weapon, because Saddam Hussein used chemical weapons with the support of the U.S. against Iran during the war. 1982, 1988, 100,000 Iranians, they were killed by chemical or injured by chemical weapons where and when material and technology was provided by the U.S. Therefore, Iranians, they cannot imagine really the issue for the U.S. is chemical weapon. The U.S. has used nuclear weapon. The U.S. has supported Saddam for the use of chemical weapons. Now they say 1,400 people, they have been killed during use of chemical weapons in Syria. It's really disaster. But more disaster was the time 100,000 Iranians, they were killed during the war, and the U.S. supported Saddam.
Right. So what does Iran think the issue really is then?
They believe the U.S. is just after regime change.
Maybe you should tell us how you think Iran's leadership would react if the U.S. strikes Syria. Would they retaliate?
I cannot imagine Iran would go for a direct retaliation or direct engagement in a war with the U.S. if the U.S. attacks Syria. However, any type of military strike would have consequences beyond Syria, because nobody would be able to control the consequences and nobody can predict the consequences.
Syed Hossein Mousavian is a former spokesman for Iran's nuclear negotiators. I also spoke with Karim Sajapour about this. Sajapour is Middle East analyst at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. I asked him how he thinks Iran might react to a U.S. military strike on Syria.
I think it's within the realm of possibilities that Iran would kind of give the go-ahead to Hezbollah in Lebanon to launch some missiles into Israel. But at the same time, Iran is spread extremely thin. They're spending enormous amounts of money in Syria to keep the Assad regime afloat. And they would have to think twice about opening up another war front with Israel, which is going to spread them even thinner.
Who exactly in Washington is subscribing to the view that Iran needs to be brought into decision-making on Syria? I mean, how alive is this?
For the last 2 years since the Syrian uprising began, I think this has been part of the conversation, that Iran needs to be engaged on Syria. But I think the challenge is that the way Iran views Syria is akin to how America views Israel. Syria is Iran's indispensable regional ally, and they use the word sacrosanct to describe Syria's security, the same way the United States uses the word sacrosanct to describe Israel's security. So really, for Iran up until now, it's been a zero-sum game. You know, they're putting all their bets in to make sure that Assad doesn't fall. And when one side of a conflict sees it as a zero-sum game, then it becomes a zero-sum game. It's very difficult to negotiate them when it's all or nothing. And I think already we're starting to read that the Obama administration is pitching this to Congress by saying, you know, we need to send a strong signal to Iran. If we vote no against military action in Syria, Iran is going to see this as a green light to move forward with their nuclear ambitions.
And do you think that's a likely scenario, that would happen if Congress votes no?
I really think regardless of how Congress votes, Iran's nuclear ambitions are probably going to remain the same. Meaning, I think that Iran is in pursuit of a nuclear weapons capability. And whether the U.S. chooses to bomb Syria or whether the U.S. chooses to stay out of Syria, I think Iran is going to continue to take this deliberate approach towards a nuclear weapons capability.
That's Karim Sajapour, a Middle East analyst at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace.